Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is November 17th, Tuesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, a donkey was found in the area of Merle Langford Road and Sasser Road in Zolfo Springs. If you believe this is your donkey, please contact Detective Johnson at 863-773-0304, extension 260. Once again, 863-773-0304, extension 260, or you can email pjohnson@hardyso.com. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Float registration is available, $100 now for chamber members, $150 for non-members, and free for chamber partners bronze level and above. Don't delay, the deadline to register is this Friday. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations can be made at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Hardy Fresh is looking for an assistant grower. Reliable transportation, effective communication skills, and a knowledge of greenhouse, nursery, or agricultural production experience is required. Greystone Property Management in Wauchula is looking for a property manager at Valencia Gardens. 1 year of property management and customer service experience is required. And Adelaide Shores RV Resort in Avon Park is looking for a cleaning specialist. Candidates applying for this position need to be prepared to work 40 hours per week independently. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return after this quick break.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your Tuesday, 12 p.m. weather report, 74 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 75, no percent chance of rain, mostly sunny. Air quality is fair, maximum UV index 4, winds north-northeast at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 15 miles an hour, humidity and indoor humidity 45%, ideal. Dew point is 51 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud cover 10%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:42 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters, do use caution on area lakes. If you're going out this morning hoping to catch one, please do use caution on area lakes. That is an advisory here from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny, highs in the upper 70s, north winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, north winds around 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny and windy, highs in the mid-70s, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30. And Wednesday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows around 60 with northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. At the transition to a new presidential administration, industry lobbyists speaking at the Packers West Coast Produce Expo last Thursday gave their best hopes for a Democrat-led White House. Industry leaders said important issues include immigration reform, expanded trade, and continuing recovery from the pandemic, but admitting it's still too early to predict how Biden will tackle those challenges or if he'll be successful. Western Grower CEO Dave Puglia told ThePacker.com President Trump brought a mixed bag of uneven results for the industry in trade and immigration. With markets for crop and farm commodities continuing to fluctuate due to the pandemic, farmers have just a few weeks to apply for federal aid from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. CFAP 2 offers aid to farmers of a wider range of crops that have seen prices drop and supply chains disrupted. The application deadline for CFAP 2 is December 11th. A majority of U.S. adults have a positive view of farmer sustainability practices, and an overwhelming majority trust farmers. That's according to a new American Farm Bureau Federation survey. The survey of 2,200 adults found that 58% rate farmer sustainability practices positively, with broad agreement across demographics. 88% trust farmers, a 4% increase from AFBF's June polling, which is evidence the public recognized food supply chain challenges were not within the control of farmers and ranchers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Wet conditions like we've seen in the Southeast can lead to an outbreak of slugs, an unwanted pest for fresh vegetable growers. Dr. Ayanava Majumdar is an Alabama Extension professor in the Department of Entomology and Plant Pathology at Auburn University.
Slugs typically hide in the ground under organic matter, so if you have a lot of residue on the top of your soil, these slugs and even snails They will hide readily under that and feed off the organic matter. Then when it rains, they are basically flushed out and they will start to go up on the plants. Even if they don't consume plant matter, they're enough of a contaminant and a major food safety issue for us as producers.
Many of these vegetable crops have zero tolerance for slug contamination.
And just their presence with the slime that they produce. I mean, if you just imagine taking a cabbage head with a slug inside at a farmer's market. So that's how sensitive we are. And that's how important it is to kind of manage slugs, which is a challenge.
Dr. Majumdar says farmers should proactively manage slug issues by adjusting irrigation schedules with changing weather patterns, also managing residues, and maybe considering investing in soil moisture sensors.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich, and this has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing at a record high, erasing the last of its pandemic losses, after a second drug company announced encouraging progress on developing a coronavirus vaccine. The S&P 500 added to the record high it reached last Friday. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective, according to preliminary data coming a week just after Pfizer and BioNTech gave similarly encouraging numbers about their own vaccine candidate. The Dow today gained 470 points to close at 29,950. The NASDAQ was ahead 94 to 11,924. The S&P 500 up 41 points to 3,626. New York oil up $1.26 to $41.39 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dustin Johnson conquered Augusta Sunday, finishing with a 4-under-68 to post a 20-under-268 and win the Masters, breaking by two shots the record set by Tiger Woods in 1997 and matched by Jordan Spieth in 2015. His five-shot victory was the largest at the Masters since Woods won by 12 in his record-breaking win back in 97. Woods, the defending champion, posted the highest score of his career, a septuple bogey for a 10 on the par 3 12th hole. The 15-time major champion finished with five birdies over the last six holes and salvaged a 76 one-under par, tied for 38th. Johnson says getting the green jacket from Woods was a thrill.
Obviously, having Tiger put it on was awesome and unbelievable, and you wouldn't want it any other way. But any guy could put it on me, and I'd be just fine.
This is SRN Sports. NFL Sunday, the Cleveland Browns just barely get by the Houston Texans 10-7. Lions beat Washington on a buzzer-beating field goal 30-27. Packers over Jacksonville 24-20. They improve their record to 7-2. Jaguars get their eighth consecutive loss. New York Giants win their second in a row, beating Philadelphia 27-17. Tampa Bay over the Panthers 46-23. Arizona 32-30 over Buffalo as Kyler Murray completes a stunning 43-yard pass to DeAndre Hopkins with 2 seconds left. Hopkins, with three defenders around him, snagged it in the end zone. Vegas beat Denver 37-12. Miami over the Chargers 29-21. Rams beat Seattle 23-16. New Orleans beat San Francisco 27-13. Pittsburgh beats Cincinnati 36-10. And the Patriots wind up beating the Ravens in a rain-soaked Foxborough, Massachusetts. This is SRN Sports.
And with that, we conclude our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: I find television very educational. Every time someone turns it on, I, you know, go in the other room and read a book. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.